Module 6, Company Values and Ethics. There are many ways in which a company can outline its ethics or values. Being involved in a company that has a great corporate behavior is very satisfying for an employee. A well-rounded company should be able to see outside the scope of just their company. Having some values that are based on philanthropy or environmental causes boosts employee morale and company image. Everyone wants to buy from and work for a company that makes the world a better place to live in. Environmental. When you have a company, you have the potential to create a lot of waste. There is a huge stigma attached to large companies when it comes to the environment. In the popular cartoon The Simpsons, it shows the power plant continually putting its runoff into the lake, mutilating all of the wildlife. Although The Simpsons is a fictional show, and this may be an exaggeration, it is not far from the truth for some companies. There are 7 different types of pollution. Number 1, air pollution. Contaminants like smoke or hazardous gases being put into the air. Example, burning coal, paint fumes, and exhaust from cars. Number 2, land pollution. Contamination of the world's surface due to improper disposal of waste. Examples, littering, illegal dumping, oil spills inland, and using pesticides for farming. Number 3, light pollution. The inability to view the stars due to the brightening of the night sky because of improper lighting. Example, street lamps without a hood. Number 4, noise pollution. Loud noises that disturbs humans, animals, or other wildlife. Examples, noises from automobiles, loud concerts or sporting events, and demolition. Number 5, thermal pollution. When human activity increases the temperature. Example, using cold lake water to cool off machinery and then returning the now warmed water to the lake. Number 6, visual pollution. Man-made visual aids that are visually displeasing. Examples, graffiti on rocks, billboards, junkyards, and litter. Number 7, water pollution. Contamination of lakes, oceans, or any other body of water. Example, illegal chemical dumping, oil spills on a body of water, and raw sewage. Large companies have the ability to create fantastic amounts of merchandise and waste. Water and chemical runoff from machines, smoke from processing, and even the waste of paper from an office environment can send environmentalists running for the hills. According to LiveScience.com, 46% of America's lakes are too polluted for fishing, swimming, or aquatic life. As a company, it should be a core value to preserve the environment around you as much as possible. Making your company more environmentally sound is not easy, but it is important. Not only will you help the environment, but you will help your company's reputation, thus creating more customers. Steps to making your company more environmentally friendly could be as easy as recycling discarded paper, or extravagant as designing new processing machines to reduce or eliminate smoke. Charity and community outreach. People love the feeling they get when they are doing something good. Working for a company that does something good for their community gives employees that same feeling. There are numerous ways you can help support charities and community outreach. Here are just a few ideas on how to have your company help your community. Have employees volunteer to clean a park or cook for a shelter. Take up a collection for local charities. Sell products and give part of the proceeds to charity. Offer employees the option of payroll deducting donations for the charity of their choice. Host events to help the community like healthy cooking, diabetes awareness, and safe driving. Integrity. Integrity is a trait we look for in our friends, but is equally important in our business. So what is integrity? In a nutshell, it means being trustworthy, honest, and having high moral character. A company with integrity does what they say they are going to do. They own up to mistakes and work at fixing them. It seems like a simple concept, but it takes a lot of work to have integrity. It is easy to say you will reduce your carbon footprint by 25%, but harder to complete that goal. Customers want to know they are doing business with a company they can trust. If they feel like the company doesn't have the integrity to deliver what the product promises, they won't buy it. Diversity. When we think of diversity, we think of different races of people within a company. Yes, it is important to have different races of people within a company, but that is not the only definition of diversity. Diversity is having different types of people, which could include different races, gender, sexual orientation, personality types, educational backgrounds, and experience. So what are the benefits of having a diverse business? Increases ability to cater to markets the company was otherwise unable to reach. Increases creativity. Gives the company a greater pool of applicants, giving more qualified employees. Creates a positive company reputation. Decreases turnover. Case study. Charles has a lawn and maintenance company that he has managed for the past 3 years. He has noticed that his customer base has dwindled down to only a few customers but doesn't understand why. He had a customer recently discontinue their services that he had done work for since he started the company. He finally resolved to ask the customer why they wanted to stop receiving lawn care from his company. His customer told him that they had a few issues with the company. Apparently, he had gotten a reputation for being discriminant because he wouldn't hire a female gardener last year. Charles had never been comfortable with having a female worker because of the strenuous job conditions. He always felt like a female wouldn't be able to keep up with the other crew. The customer also said that they were uncomfortable with the chemicals he used in his services. The company then switched to offer natural pesticides and herbicides. Charles thanked the customer for the candid feedback and told them he would try his best to do better.